Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, I want to take this moment to thank all of our sponsors that help OBSBeers.com. You know, stay functional, stay fashionable, stay hip, stay trending. First off, we want to give a huge shout out to ChillLoverRadio.net. Next up is ColoradoHopsCompany.com. We've got PremiumLiquids.com. Check out grogtag.com. Also, check out the lovely djchild.com, and that's child with a Y. Check out Banned Coffee. If you definitely want to go ahead and stay up like us, Banned Coffee. Amazon search, strong coffee. Also, check out facebook.com/2017designs. And last but not least, check out instagram.com/art_of_dren, D-R-E-N. We're still doing it. We don't even know why we're still doing it. I've got Sean. I got Frank. We got two special guests. We're going to be talking with the special guest here in a moment, but let's just go ahead and get right to it. If you guys don't know obsbeers.com, just get your ass over there. So, Frank, Sean, how you guys been?
Oh, great.
Great.
Fantastic. Good. Glad to move on. So, Frank, these are your friends.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
So, we've got Curtis and Ryan.
Which, by the way, I know Ryan.
You do.
You do?
From the back.
Oh.
That's glory right. Hole accident of 87. Right. Sorry.
Yeah. And you guys are creating a brewery here in Las Vegas, aren't you?
Yes, we're working on one.
And what is going to be the name of your brewery?
The name of the brewery is going to be Hoppa Brewing Company.
All right, how do we spell that?
H-A-P-A.
All right, that sounds a little German. Is it German?
Actually, no, it's very much Hawaiian.
Well, explain to me, like explain to what that is all about. I mean, can you fill me in here?
Well, hapa is the word. The definition of hapa in Hawaiian is mix, and my wife is Hawaiian, and I am very much not.
Right.
And
you're a wonderful chocolate of paste.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm being from Kansas, her being from Hawaii. Just want to mix it together. Mix up German brewing with the Hawaiian ingredients and
Hawaiian brewing, and just
have a little collaboration there.
I like that. So cool. The name is dedicated to your union with your wife.
Yes.
That is so... Boy, we now know who runs the fucking company now. Like, I want to name it this. And she's like, no, honey. We're going to name it this. Yes, dear. That's what, and what about Mr. Ryan? What is your play in all this?
So, what? 10 years maybe ago. Curtis and I were introduced at dinner one night. My wife and his wife and I, we all went to school together in Goddard, Kansas. The wife and Aaron kind of kept in touch, and we reunited out here about 10 years ago. Went out to dinner, and Curtis and I kind of been together ever since. And
nice.
A couple of years back, we started playing around with brewing beer, and
much as you said, you know, the wife who says, you know, the boss who says. says that she's, you know, you're going to name it this. Well, I started brewing, what was it? We started brewing 4 years ago, and it was because she, for Christmas, bought me, she's like, you love beer so damn much, you need to make your own.
Yeah. She was like, and you guys, okay, you are wasting too much money.
I get this lovely little gift certificate. She said, go to town, have fun, and probably the worst mistake she ever made, because I haven't stopped since.
Well, no, that's awesome, because now you got a company that you'd be like, well, it's just me and my wife, you know, it's the company, and now you don't ever have to really truly pay for any more beer because you make it yourselves.
That's right. Yeah.
So now how does this all play into you guys knowing Frank? Frank, how do you guys all know each other? Because Frank, I've known you for how many years now?
Three.
And how long have you known these gentlemen?
I've known Curtis for 2.5 probably.
Yeah. So for 3 years that we've known each other, this is my first time meeting Curtis.
No, you've met Curtis before.
I have, yeah. but why has he not been here all the time?
I don't know. We talked about it a couple of times.
I'm trying to get down to the bottom of this. Hold on, Ryan. This is going to get ugly. This is going to get real ugly. So, what the fuck? Like, seriously, what the fuck? Why haven't you been here? Like, what the hell? Hanging out with us.
I don't know. It just never the right time, maybe?
Timing has been a bitch. That, I mean, it's
we stream 7 days a week. You tell me. I'll wait. Okay. Well, I'm gonna talk to your wife.
I'm also one of the owners of another company, which I cannot say.
Nothing wrong with
but,
that.
But you know, very very busy with that. So
it's, you know, I'm just giving you shit.
Wanting to. It's been a point that we need to get our asses.
Absolutely,
over here.
And I'm glad you guys are here because before the show we were sharing some tips and some offerings to each other, and I believe it's going to be a wonderful thing. So thank you, Frank, and thank you, Curtis. Ryan, I think this is definitely not going to be the last time you guys will be here or our interactions in the future. So Frank, so how do you know Mr. Curtis, if you don't mind, if it wasn't at a glory hole like me and Ryan?
No, it definitely wasn't at a glory hole. Our kids were in a program together, mm-hmm. and they would meet, what was it, once a week, I think, on Saturdays or Sundays.
So it was like an AA type of situation.
Oh, absolutely.
For 9-year-olds.
Right, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Sean! Give it up for Sean!
Give it up for Sean, Dick.
But you know, he's probably right. Like, no one's really going to know if y'all really have kids, per se.
True. And, you know, that our kids were in the same program, and they would do their thing, and Curtis and I would hang out and talk about beer a little bit, and
actually drink a few beers.
Nice.
That's how it started.
Beautiful. So, all right, so this is how we're going to do today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, normally we would grab a bunch of beers and we would do our reviews, but thanks to Hoppa Brewing Company, they actually brought some beers. At the same time, we're going to break bread with them and have them try our best, worst beer ever made on that system. This would be our first beer that we made on the system, and Lord knows it's the best, worst thing I've ever made in my life, because this would be, what, my second beer I have ever made?
Yeah.
So I went from a 15-gallon bag. This would be my third batch. The first one we did, the 5-gallon batch with the bacon. I was trying to do an Irish red bacon and chocolate, but you only ended up getting one or the other depending on who you were.
Don't tell me it's that Laurel type shit.
I don't fucking know. I just know that. I just remember he ended up getting one flavor, and then his wife got a different flavor. Anyone else that drunk it got one or the other. It was never both, so I was really bummed out. And it was called Seamus's Piggly Squirts. And it was the pig shitting on the wall is the label. Then the next one, we upped it to another 5-gallon, but my neighbor worked for Jack's Cocoa Water. She no longer worked for him at the time. And now she doesn't, but at that time she was like, hey, do you want some coconut water? I said, sure. And so the storage unit was behind in this neighborhood. She let me take 80 cases of 12 1-liter bottles, and it was 80 cases. So we brought it over. This whole corner was full. I could only give away so much. And so thanks to Frank, when I met him, he was like, you're brewing. Because I always kept talking about I was going to brew. The original guy before him, he would say we were going to brew, and we never got around to it. First time I met him, bring your ass over, we're going to brew. So we did. So the next one we brewed was a Hefeweizen, strictly coconut water, topped off, sparged, no regular water, all water, topped off, all coconut water. So we put a whole jar of, I had bought a thing of Martino cherries just because I had them. We dumped it in the fermentation. I didn't have the money to get the bottles, so it sat at his house for how many months?
Probably 2 or 3.
Hold on, what does the label say? 3 months. Yep. And it became the most tastiest thing we've ever made together. It was like my favorite thing. We were taking donations for $50 a bottle. Sold out immediately. and I cannot recreate it. There's no way in hell I could recreate it.
Too expensive.
It would. Because those cases of the coconut water and those liters were $50 a case when I looked it up. So I made this beer. So I got lucky. And then now we made this one. And then the other fuck up sitting in there, which now we were going for a chocolate stout. It is now an original chocolate. It's an English stout, which is lower ABV. Mm-hmm. So and we lost half the mash because of the machine jacked up and shit. But this, my friend, there was a lot of fuck ups. And that's how you're going to learn, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So hopefully when we get started here, we'll either start off with your guys' or ours. It's your guys' call. And how would you guys like to do it?
However.
Frank, your call.
Let's start off with ours.
Right? Oh, we'll rip the Band-Aid off? Yes, all right, gentlemen, exactly. We'll be right back. You guys are in for it. All right, Sean, riggity, riggity, bangity, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. All right, Frank said rip the Band-Aid off. Gentlemen, you're going to be tasting our first beer that me, Frank, and Richard did on that setup you saw in the backyard, the 50-barrel, or the 50-barrel, the one-barrel system. I'm already drunk. So real quick, Frank's going to explain everything to everyone that's listening on what's going on. Then we'll go ahead and let you guys have at it.
All right, so we went to brew an IPA, had issues with... the displacement of grains in the water didn't really account for that. So we wound up with the grain bill for 50 gallons of IPA, and we got about 25 gallons out of it. Hmm. So I had intended it to be 6.9% ABV, and then we had some issues fermenting. I think it fermented...
I'll tell them because it was too hot. So it went from 60 degrees all the way to 90.
Wow.
We made an incredible 16% fusel IPA, which is technically a triple now. So what you're about to taste is a triple, gentlemen, at 16% alcohol by volume by accident. Problem is we get mixed feelings about it. People who really love craft beer say, yeah, don't you guys, you know, they didn't like it. But people who don't drink beer love it. It's the weirdest shit I've ever seen. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get down to the smell and then the taste and then tell us how you feel. So it's up to you guys. Take it away.
You can smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, smell it, gentlemen. Smell it real good.
It's like paint thinner.
Tropical. And be honest, we love honesty.
Like, yeah, it's like it's like tropical. Uh-huh. You can smell the octane in that thing.
The alcohol smell and the fruit.
Yeah, definitely.
So. So you guys
taste.
Well, but so the smell is tropical.
I smell the tropical on it. It's
boozy as fuck.
You boozy definitely as fun.
It is boozy.
Definitely smell the boozy.
Eraser, leather, all those things. It is what it is.
But the smell, I mean, it's smooth. It's not like it's not like you're smelling into a bottle of freaking Jack Daniels. I mean, it's a nice.
It's actually dyed.
I get a lot of whiskey. To me, it smells like scotch.
Yeah.
I just say it smells like a really citronella fucking leather belt.
Well, I don't get the leather belt part, but citronella, yes, I get that. There isn't. It's very, the citrus.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you guys are ready.
Here we go.
Enjoy. Ooh, someone's dipping on the set.
Is that a no-no?
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about.
He's dipping and he's spitting in the bottle. Damn, he's trying to get high right now.
I get it. Do you want a second? It took me a second.
I'll get into that in just a moment. We'll do a tangent on that. I'll tell you why. No. It scared me. We'll get into that in a minute. No, I was just giving you a tip. I'm just observing things. So what do you guys think of that?
Where's the hot? Where's the bitter? It's not a nine. It's definitely a triple.
Okay.
You don't get the you don't get the hoppiness of an IPA on that at all. You get the alcohol of a triple. It's smooth. How long did this one ferment? I mean,
3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
We bottled in 4 weeks.
Wow. It's smooth going down. Mm-hmm. It's warm though afterwards.
Yeah.
It's
definitely warm.
It'll taint tickle you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am, it's a half a glasser and you're done.
Yeah.
Four bottles will make your feet literally numb.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is I drank four of them back to back and my feet
went numb.
Went literally numb out of nowhere. And that was the only thing I drank. So I wanted to see how the booze would have happened. And literally my feet was done. I was like, ooh, this is a party right here. So, what about you, my friend, Mr. Ryan? How do you feel about this?
I think that if I, well, I've recently lost a little bit of weight, and I'm a bit of a lightweight anymore compared to how I used to be. And for those, I'd probably have to pick myself up one.
Beautiful. Okay, so let me go over with and ask you guys this question. So, as you guys are opening up your brewery, you guys have your own special lane of what you guys do for the brewery. Like, what is your guys' like your positions?
Mastermind. I just help out.
Okay. On the show, we would call that pimp and his bitch. Nah, just kidding. like. Okay, so you come up with the recipes and what you're gonna do, and then you just get in there and help them, and you guys work together. And Frank is the one who.
Ryan is the, well, he's the handyman. He's the one, he's the engineer. I mean, he could see, again, we're trying to build everything up from scratch ourselves, equipment-wise. So, I mean, he can see this and it's like...
mechanically inclined.
Yeah, he really pieces that together and helps make things more efficient and everything.
Nice, so. I like that. Frank is our mastermind. I'm just the variant dude. That's it. I like
bringing the gimp?
Yeah, bringing the gimp. I just like to do all the variant stuff. Just all the weird one-offs, you know. Frank said, what's the word, Frank? The beers that what?
Pay the bills.
So that's him. And then Richard does whatever he does. And so all that good stuff. So I just wanted to know exactly where your guys's, your teamwork lies. Okay, so honest opinion, gentlemen, how was that? I mean, we fucked up, which is awesome. Because I think without fucking up, we wouldn't have learned jack shit.
For a fuck up, it's not too shabby.
No. It's smooth.
It's really, it's surprisingly smooth. Because you know those, anything above 10, you're like.
Right.
And you're not with that one.
Fair enough. I like that.
It's very smooth. I know it was going for an IPA. You just don't get the hops. You know, the bitterness. You don't get that, you know.
And I dry hopped it a few times, too. Like,
That's probably where you get from the smell with the floral or with the citrus and everything on that. Okay. But it's, you know, that's good.
Fair enough. Now, what if I told you that we switched your ordinary beer that you were drinking with Folgers? I don't know. Is this an old commercial? Show? Yeah, I just want to see your face. It's an old commercial. Ooh. They would go in the restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And then they would switch the coffee, and then they go, how do you feel? It's like, well, complete dick, now that you told me what beer I was drinking.
Serving Sam Adams, are you? Damn, they went out of the way.
Right? All right, so the little tangent on the little dipping thing. So a long, long time ago when I was a kid, went to the bar with my brother, and he was working as a bartender, and there was a cowboy that always, he's a real cool dude named Tony. He was always dipping. I said, why do you always dip? He says, man, it goes great with beer. And at that time, I'm young. I didn't know anything about beer. So, of course, you drink whatever you want, Budweiser and things like that. He's like, take a pinch. So I take the pinch. It's like, good lump. Good lump. Ready to go. He says, pack it in there. Kind of spit out the little, just get it tight. All right, boom. Have a beer. And he started laughing. I hit that beer and I swallowed the beer. And I literally had the weirdest, scariest head change. I was high. Sean, I was lit. I was literally rocking, and I looked around all spacey because I don't do anything. So when anything that I'm supposed to take, like medication that help you and true muscle relaxers, you really feel it. So it was my first time doing anything euphorically like that besides drinking. And I had to create. I said, no. I took it out. It scared me. I was like, never again. I got hella high. All right, guys. We'll be back with these guys' beers. We'll be right back. Hey, Sean, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Chopped and Screwed Edition. Oh, wait. Could you guys, we have this weird little bit going on.
Okay.
All right. It's kind of fucked up. Last week, we had a special musical guest. It was Prince. We had him playing. It was great. It was a beautiful little transition. You know what? Let's keep it going with that. Do you think we can find any sound bites of Joe Jackson?
That aren't copyrighted.
I don't really care.
Okay, yeah.
Talking about Michael's father.
The greatest child molder on the planet.
Yeah.
You guys familiar with Joe Jackson?
A little bit.
You know the name?
You know what he did, right? Oh, you don't know? We'll be right back, guys. I'll fill him in on it. We'll be right back. Yeah, let's do some Joe Jackson transitions, all right?
Okay.
Fantastic.
Hey, this is Sean. Guys, I just wanted to let you know if there is any free, royalty-free Joe Jackson samples, I don't know where the hell to find those. Maybe in a documentary somewhere. I don't know. Key really hates me. If you guys could send help, that'd be great. So, I'm trapped in this dungeon that you makes me mix the podcasts. Send help.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that right there. That's that Joe Jackson style right there. I was telling everybody they need to put his belt in the Smithsonian. If you're getting offended by it, I'll be honest with you. Think about it. Really sit and think about it. If Joe Jackson never took the initiative to take his anger out on his kids, would you really know how bad you are? Or Off the Wall album? Or Smooth Criminal? Would you beat it? Matter of fact, would we ever know if Annie's going to be okay? Like, these are things that we would have never understood.
What about Dirty Diana?
Diana. And then not to mention, would there be Rhythm Nation? So big shout out to Joe Jackson and his anger issue, you know, before CPS was ever really involved in that Midwestern style lifestyle. I love it. It's great. Make whoopings great again. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're about to go down. So, Mr. Curtis.
All right.
I like how you laugh at child abuse. It's great. All right, so let's start off with one of them for this segment. Which one would you like to start off with that you guys made? And then tell us a little bit about it, and then let's see if me and Frank can do our job with it. Or, matter of fact, how about you don't? You just tell us what it is, just the name of the beer, if you made up a name. And
like, don't tell us what the style is.
Yeah, don't say anything. Let's see if we can narrow it down and kind of get to our thing. Let's see if we've done our job.
Which one?
There's a black top, a big purple one, and a short purple one.
Yeah.
He looked at you like he didn't.
All right, so we're going to go with the 12-ounce tall style.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Purple top. All right. So me and Frank are going to crack this open. I bet you their carbonation is better than ours.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Oh, look. It didn't gush. They got their sugar ratio right. All right, some of that.
We're lucky we made it.
That's what makes us great. I swear, if we don't, I think in our, when we do our little nano thing, if things don't get fucked up every time we brew, then it ain't gonna be a good beer. All right, Frank, we got a nice little color here, sexy carbonation, very light. We've got a nice, we've got a nice little honey brown color to it, I would say. Other than that, it looks like a beer, but looks a little watery to me. So we'll go into, I'm gonna hope it's in the lager family. Deal?
Okay.
All right. Let's smell it up, ladies and gentlemen. Put it to your nose hole. All right. Not much smell to it, gentlemen, but there's a weird honeycomb fragrance or a waxy build to it. To me, there's a weird, not weird, that's what's coming off to me, and a little touch of something floral, but very malty. So I guess for me, a lot of malt could come off in that waxy build, or honey or nectar. And a little bit of some yeast kickback for, like, the booze for me. Frank?
Yeah, I got most of that. Maybe a little orange.
Okay.
My nose could still be full of that IPA, though.
Good for us. Okay. A little earth tone.
Yeah,
A little dirty. All right. So here we go. Cheers to the taste, gentlemen. Click, clack, click, clink, clink. Okay, I'm still getting honey. There is orange rind, but not orange pill. So maybe the pith. Not a lot of carbonation. Still earthy. There is a lemon kickback to it for me, a little lemon freshness, and still cold. I think I know where I'm at. Frank?
I'm just having trouble.
Oh, okay, well.
I think I'm still full of that IPA.
Hoppa Brewing. Mm. Yeah, that's right. I plugged him, bro. Saw that shit? I plugged him. Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
What
makes their beer great? Frank will tell you.
Still getting some citrus notes. It's got a good bitterness in the back. It's not overly bitter, but enough just to say, hey, hi, I'm bitter.
Okay. Booze is low. Mm-hmm. It's got some spice. I'm working with it. I'm not going to go any further than that.
Okay.
So let's ask these gentlemen who made it. Where are we at with our description, and how do you feel about that?
You hit a few things on the nose. It's kind of like yours. It was it's kind of a mess up.
Yes.
But we thought it was actually not too shabby for a mess up.
No, it's really not. I like it.
I was actually aiming for, in the recipe build, of a very malt-forward pale ale. Very malt-forward. Not a lot of bitterness in there. I wanted to get more of that, the sweetness that you're getting out of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a little bit of honey X in that.
Okay. As we were going on, I kind of figured out where I was at as things kind of mulled around. I was going to shoot for an amber on this because there's this weird metallicness I normally associate with reds and ambers, is this metallicness, kind of like a nickel or a penny sensation. Mm. And that was kind of in the back, and I've been fooled a little bit, and if I just didn't go with my gut feeling, normally I would not nail it. But, yeah, so, Frank, what do you think for Pale Ale?
Yeah,
I mean, he fucked up. They want to open up a brewery.
Well, everybody fucks up.
Not like this, though. I mean,
the only people that don't fuck up is Anheuser-Busch, Coors, all those guys.
Big up to the pros. Get at us for sponsorship.
All those guys that do the same thing no matter whether they're in Newark, St. Louis, Los Angeles, it all tastes the same.
Right.
I think it's really good. It's got, the malt forwardness is there. It's very, very sweet. I did get some bitterness in the back, which I think is good, and that's where you want the pale ale to be. Not overly hoppy, but enough just to say, hey, this, it's not just, you know, blonde ale. But it's you actually got some bitterness to it. So, plus I've had it before. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you cheating ass son of a bitch. All right, let's go ahead and grade this. So we'll go ahead and chop this up. At which way do you want to do this? Do you want to do them at a pro or homebrew level?
Homebrew.
No, baby. Yeah, we'll do them at a homebrew level. So I would say, so what we do is for homebrews, we don't do pro. So pro, we rate because you motherfucker, your license. Homebrew is just critiques. Maybe something we would like to have seen next time. So for me, I would have liked a little more flavor as far as maybe some citrus. That honey is exquisite. Maybe make it more grittier and then a little bit more carbonation would be for me. So yeah. Because we always give the positive feedback because we're all trying. We're all doing things. And the last thing you want to do is get shitted on because you're like, dude, I'm not even, I'm just making a beer, dude.
Came over to have a couple of beers and you're shitting
all over my beer. But if you guys were like, do us at a pro level, then that would be a whole different thing because it's like, you know, there's like, as you can see, there's just so many things out there. Mm-hmm. And it's not about trying to be who's better. It's just, is it? Who are you grabbing? So for this, we're going to grade it at that. So that's the things I would like. Frank, what would you like?
What kind of hops did you use in it?
He used the kind that you put in beer.
Right, shut up.
There's Mosaic, and there is some Centennial in that.
Okay, right. So that would...
Your earth tones.
That and the kind of sweetness that we were getting. Mm-hmm. So it would lend more to the malt forwardness. I think it could even go a little bit more bitter.
That's where we screwed up because we were aiming. We should have amped up a little bit more.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Sean, you had it.
I did.
What did you think of it in its entirety from start to finish?
For the record, I don't know anything about beer.
No, this is the only place he drinks.
Yeah. I think it was great because I could drink it. And it was, you know what I mean? That's a big thing for me. It was like real refreshing, and it was enough. I could actually taste the booze more than them, but it was enough for me to like it. You know, I feel like I could keep drinking it, basically.
Fair enough.
Cool. One thing we should with all of ours is to have a beer that you can drink.
Yeah,
couple, two, three, you know.
Yeah.
Right. You don't generally like to have it in people's mouths.
Yeah. Right.
Fair enough.
That's your slogan, isn't it?
Right?
I saw that. That's what it says on the back of his shirt. Right.
Yeah.
It's
Hop a Brewery. Keep it in your mouth. Beer you can keep in your mouth. Wait, they should take the tagline we use. Get your drinking mouth ready. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. But before we do that, we're going to go ahead and our transition, Sean, for this. We're going to go ahead and give Joe Jackson the credit he deserves. I'm going to need someone whooping someone's ass with a belt. Because that's the technique. That makes stars.
All right, well, I'll pull up some childhood videos and...
Shout out to your abusive father. Sean got beat, too. This is not a funny subject. But that's why we have a warning label. All right, guys, we'll be right back with this whooping, ass whooping.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. I'm coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSBeers.com is who you're looking for.
Small batch, handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online, and join the rebellion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that technical difficulty.
What the hell happened there?
I decided that we all needed a potty break.
Oh, okay.
And if I didn't close the show, we would all piss. Well, you know, we're dedicated to the craft.
Right, so the show's open again?
The show was open.
Oh, great. Welcome back, folks.
Yeah, thank you for just playing. Wait a minute. There's a lot more show on this fucking ticker on the podcasting thingy, Merbobber. I think that's a technical term. Thingy Merbobber?
If you want
it. No, it will be. Can I call you Daddy for the rest of the show?
Sure.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, you will.
Pause. pause again, Granddad. All right, so we got another beer.
Wait, shameless plug.
Shit. Damn. All right, fair enough, you asshole. All right, I mean, yay, shameless plug. We got another beer from these guys. Let's see what we can do. All
right.
Now, look at that carbonation. Just, it's not upset. Oh, this is a nice, good color. It looks like the last beer. I think they're just giving us the same beer over and over again.
You'll tell the difference.
This way, folks. Just
take it. There we go.
You're violent with it. Thank you, sir.
Say wham.
That's good for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he takes the public transportation. You got to make sure he is okay. All right.
If I took the public transportation, I could not be okay.
Right,
that's why we said that. You didn't hear me say that you don't have to be not all right?
What? Mm-hmm. No.
Sorry, you'll get there, man.
Yeah, you'll get there. Listen.
It's okay.
You said, pumpkin. Don't take the it's bus, not your fault. Man.
he really looked at the...
It's not your fault.
Just...
It's okay.
I don't ride the bus, man.
It's okay, man. It's all good, man.
You can if you want to.
I don't ride the bus.
All right. You're touchy on this.
Okay, no. I just don't ride the bus. Okay.
Just leave the deuce alone.
Yeah, just leave the bus alone, right? I mean, the second floor is fine on the thing. I mean, who's complaining? Not me.
It's a lot better view, right?
Have you guys seen my bus car?
Not funny. To the smell.
Take the bus.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Sounds like the bus.
There's pee in that corner. Okay, I definitely coffee is a culprit. I also get a pepper finish. It's sort of almost like a green pepper, a bell pepper. I don't know if you guys are using any spices in it, but the off smell that I'm getting that's different is the greenery of it, which would come off pepperish or spice. I also will probably chop that up to hops coming through as floral, but that's what I'm getting, how it's tricking me. But definitely coffee all out the ass.
Yep.
The coffee definitely smells fresh roasted, like if someone switched my beer, my coffee with Folgers. with Uniban. But yeah, it's definitely of that. It also even smells creamy, so I'm gonna put a texture on that. So a creamy substance on that, and not as boozy and silky. Frank?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I get maybe just a hint of chocolate, but that's probably coming from the coffee.
Yeah, it's there. Maybe a bitters chocolate with a touch of milk on that. Kind of almost smells like there's cream in there. Maybe a little vanilla.
Well, like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's like a cup of coffee. Right. It's not. It's a beer.
But it smells and like that.
What it is?
Yeah, it is. It is. I just didn't want you to be upset over there about your fucking busting. So you have to
think about it the whole time.
I know. All right, let's get down to the taste. Okay. Surprisingly, it's extremely watery, but it still comes off creamy. There is this really frothy vanilla, like vanilla bean ice cream texture to it. After you eat ice cream, that texture. And then as far as the coffee goes, it's almost as if it's more predominant in the smell, but in the taste, it's secondary. Almost like a caramel macchiato, if you will, a little bit. The coffee complements the beer. It's not the star of the show. It's I like this and I need more. So if you're making more, gentlemen, I'm gonna need to be your ambassador. It's really nice, Frank. Oh shit! When you guys hear that,
no, I get more. I'm getting more coffee than you.
Really?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with your fucking vagina.
Probably because it's an Audi.
I drive a Toyota.
Yeah.
German pussy.
I bet you do. So
it's sideways. This is really good.
I think I'm getting more coffee. Tastes like a pilsner up front. It's got kind of a biscuity, almost a little peppery quality to it.
Okay,
and then the coffee takes over.
All right.
And I get kind of the creamy coffee that you're talking about, but I think I'm getting more of a black dark roast coffee.
I think for the Pilsner, for me, well, hold on, it's a Pilsner, gentlemen?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Pilsner aspect of this, right, it's a great comparison, Budweiser, right? We will use Budweiser as a comparison for a lot of lagers, and then Pilsner's that one step above. It's a greater thing. This Pilsner, for me, it's textbook, all the things that you would associate with it, refreshing, cold, citrus, the carbonation is perfect on it as far as the Pilsners go. I just wanted to focus on what it was trying to be as far as the fragrance and the taste. For me, it's the coffee that's secondary. I wasn't getting a lot. I think it complements the beer. It was just, here you go. It was more predominant in the smell. So I just wanted to put that out there and just wanted to, didn't want to argue with anyone. I'm just saying where that should be. So, I mean, overall, phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Again, I'm going to need this. So when you guys open up, this is not a joke. We're going to make a special glass for me. And when I show the fuck up, you let your staff know, I only want one glass. I'll pay for the rest. I just want to, when I come in, I just would love to have a glass of my own.
Done deal.
And then I will buy the rest. I'm not that sort of person. I just, like, as soon as I come in, oh, here you go, Mr. Smith. Make sure they call me Mr. OBS Beers. .com. And then that way, shameless plug and shit. No. All right, so let's ask the guys who made it. Gentlemen, how were we on that description?
You guys are pretty spot on. This one was inspired by another one of ours that we had, local breweries here in town. I'm not a big Kolsch fan. You know, they're just too biscuity for me. Just too too bready. But, you know, I mean, I'll drink them. But there's this one Kolsch in town that is downtown.
Are you talking about Banger? Banger. Huh? I love Banger. Big shout out to Banger.
Banger Brewing Company, you know, inspired this beer. It's, you know, with their Morning Joe.
Morning Joe.
But this one being Hoppe mixing, this one is a Pilsner, which we wound up throwing in some 100% Kona coffee.
Nice.
No. Big shout out to Banger. We actually have some videos with Mr. Banger himself. I met him a long time ago, and he's done some recordings with us.
They do some good stuff down there.
Good stuff.
Really, really like them, and they're an inspiration to all of us that are wanting to get started. So
nice. Big shout out to you guys. Get your ass over here. All right, so we did a pretty good job. All right, this is what we're going to do. Sean, on this transition, hit me off with something. It's your turn. Okay. Actually, no. Curtis, what sound transition would you like in lieu of Mr. Joe Jackson?
Ooh.
Anything you want.
Ooh.
I don't know. Did Michael Jackson ever make some oohs?
I think he was quite known.
All I could come to my head is, sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh,
that's Outkast, though.
I know, but, you know, it's...
It says Jackson.
There you go.
All right, go ahead and hit us with that, but can you chop and screw it?
Screw it up.
Yeah, that would be fun, yeah.
Sorry, just chop and screw it. Let's do it. All right, cool. We're back. We're back. Frank?
Yeah.
Curtis?
Yo.
Ryan?
Hello.
Sean? I didn't like that at all. you guys, how are you guys enjoying this so far as what we're doing?
It's a freaking great time. Cool.
Wonderful. Frank?
Yeah.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting to get away from the normal format of really me, you, and Sean reviewing beers.
Yeah.
And just to kind of shoot the shit with up-and-coming brewers, I think, is always fun.
Absolutely. Sean, are you learning anything?
I'm usually not. I'm just kind of a piece of shit guy, man. Just hanging out and
this is why the girls love him.
For the bus.
Do you guys understand that if you ever saw him on Instagram, I get more DMs about, is Sean single? What's his deal? Sean, even Sue from South Africa finds you just, oh man, splash. No. Guys, you don't understand. You don't understand the problem we have with Sean. Women love him.
He's got a following.
And I don't know why. Like, look at him. Like, it's gross. He is. It's... Yeah. in his pants. We got one more beer to do, gentlemen, and then we're going to play our favorite little outro game. Damn, that's like 8 skull packs. Holy fuck. Like,
we just
holy
hit the gas
shit.
Station on the way here.
D said, skull like a skull, if you want to sponsor us, that'll keep Ryan here. Like, Ryan, you only get the pinch every time you come over. You can't take the packs with you.
That'd be a bad day.
That would. I'd be like, you'd be able to save some, but I'll be like, here, I got this big, like, 50-gallon vat of skull. You're going to have to come over and, you know, pinch up, you know, and that'll get them here. Oh, ow. That'll get them here. So we got one more beer?
One more.
Yeah. Right.
What's that one right there?
Ours?
Oh, it's the same one.
It's the same one, yeah. Oh,
all right. All right.
I just figured it's something. You got to slide that to me. I got to open it. What are you doing? Like, hey, wow, he's drunk already.
What? Well, I can open it with this all day.
Let's see. He's,
you know, no, no, he's no, no. No, that's... No, no. No. No.
I can open anything with
this. I know.
Yeah, but Keys has PTSD when it comes to skull.
Yeah. You didn't hear what happened? You didn't get the memo?
I heard what happened, so move on.
It was a rape. Hashtag me too with a skull can.
He's hitting
Curtis laughed at that. That is so fucking funny. He's like, hashtag me too, such a joke. I'm just fucking...
Oh, don't even.
Look. Okay, guys, so I had asked them if there was anything at the beginning of the show that would be, you know, not cool. And then now I bring this up, he's like, whoa.
Like, wait a minute, you didn't... I didn't know you were talking about that. I tried to ask, what was, you know...
You're bringing it all out on the table.
Well, you know. Now, you guys are any. So the reason why I asked that is you just never know when the appropriate time when a bit is actually thrown out. So I kind of just test waters with anyone. I've offended a few people. We offend live viewers because it's just fucking funny. We're not meaning anything by it, but then you just know the rest of the world. People are a little sensitive about certain things. That's why I asked you guys, was there anything? Because that's just funny with the look on your face because you turned your back to me and looked at the cooler and was like, whoa, hashtag me too. It happened to me. He's like, this is horrible. So I just wanted to just kind of clarify the butter with that for you guys. So, but yeah, we can talk about anything we want. There is no holds bar. The only thing that we normally don't speak about is race, religion, or politics. And the only reason why we don't have conversations like that is because most of the time, people can't hold a conversation. So if your views are one way and my views are one way, there's no need for us to escalate. We should just talk about it.
Wow, isn't that common sense? I mean, doesn't that only make sense?
Thank you. Ex-military?
Hell no.
Oh, damn.
You know, I do have a lot of military in my family. And I do appreciate everything that they do and have done for us. It's one of those things. It's just, it's just one thing that's just lost right now. Yeah, and it's sad. So that's why beer is so good, because
have a conversation.
Correct. That's what it does. It brings you together to talk.
So our slogan is, or our tagline is, beer's what we have in common. What's your beer story?
Mm-hmm.
It actually is a true story behind it.
I love it.
So where it comes from is the gentleman that was before Frank, his name is Mal. Big shout out to Mal. Mal got caught up with real life and he had to take care of real life. I don't ever stop anyone from handling your business. You can ask Frank. Frank every now and again has to say, I can't make it. And I go, okie dokie.
True.
So Mal worked in IT. Mal don't do nothing but with the people of his own kind, which are like Comic-Cons, TV fanatics, fanboying.
Porn addicts.
Not porn. I'm a porn addict. But he definitely stuck around his own kind of that aspect. So big, big nerd. So like Firefly fanatic, Doctor Who and all that stuff. I, on the other hand, I'm not like that. I look the way I look. Fully tattooed. I'm a big guy. If I don't smile, I look intimidating. I do, like, I love the hip-hop. I know. Curtis, don't get used to it. Wait, watch out for the rape. You know, and I'm just not someone that would belong in a group like that. I would just look odd. You know what I'm saying?
Anywhere, for the record, but go ahead.
Sean?
Yeah.
Except on the bus.
Yeah. Right.
So what brought me and him together on the show was I used to be a sous chef over at this brewery that shut down recently, but old school brewing. I was a sous chef there from start to finish till it closed. And I met him, and he was just a beer drinker. And that's where the tagline came from, because normally he said it to me. I'd have never hung out with you if it wasn't for beer. So, So I thought that was a cool thing. And like you said, it's hard to find good conversations, common sense. And what's great about beer is you can can do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't have to get shit-faced. You don't have to get... just want to just drink and have a good time.
Sounds like most Friday, Saturday nights.
And Frank and looked at me one day and says, I don't really like your face, but I'm glad we have beer. So
true.
All right, let's get back to it.
I'm still glad we have beer.
Yeah, we built a whole empire about it. Here we go. To this smell. Like shit. Why does it smell like shit? This is a bad beer. Fuck. This one smells like they're not even trying. I think they just carbonated it with fucking carbonation bubbles. I'm just kidding.
What might?
No, all jokes aside, I was just teasing. I wanted to see Sean's reaction. Sean's like, is he for real? No, Sean, I'm not.
I can't drink this.
Okay, so as far as fragrance goes, I don't know if it's got some sort of honey residue. But not a lot going on in the fragrance. It's very faint, very obscured about it. Mm-hmm. It's like very hidden. Maybe a little bit of earth and a little bit of a biscuit, but not. There's not enough there for me to determine where the beer is going to go. But there is some honey or nectar. I want to say like nectar with the. What's up?
It reminds me of my mom when I was a little kid. Whatever perfume she wore. This is bringing back like weird 6-year-old memories. What the fuck, man?
You need a tissue.
I'm gonna have to deal with this too? The whole bus ride.
Man.
Crying like a baby.
Frank, what about you? That's all I'm getting. I'm not gonna fake the funk on this. I think we've been here long enough, we're friends.
Yeah, I got the honey also, more of a raw honey than like the honey bear honey.
Oh yeah. I like those.
A little orange.
I'm not getting no citrus. This is too faint. And I don't want to just keep digging in it.
I got an apple.
I'm not going to do that. You got an apple?
Yeah, the red one. The red apple. I got a red apple.
All That's right. nice. Do you want to hit me up on the Snapchat?
Yeah, I hit you up with
me. Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, let's drink.
All right, drink. Okay. Just to be very honest, gentlemen, just tastes like a beer. Not much to it. There's really...
Well, thanks for coming, guys.
But what's crazy is, thanks to Sean, I'm getting red apple feel right here. Not a cider, just a peel. I'm getting it right here, just weird tightness. So I'm definitely knowing that's tannin, so that's coming up from the hops. It's pulling right here. It's pulling me. It's drying a little bit. But again, I'm getting red apple, but not actual. It's not sweet. It's peel. The hops that are involved in this are coming off earthy, very thrushes. And the back finish is a little drying, like it wants to be something, but it's not. So I would take this up to as a classic textbook lawnmower beer.
Yep.
For you to just drink it, because we're having a motherfucking beer. I would like to name this beer as called Hoppa's It's Just a Motherfucking Beer. That's it. Now you can abbreviate it and figure it out, find out what the Hawaiian terminology is, and then turn it into that, and then I'm going to go, name that motherfucker. Yeah, there's really nothing that I could really go off into this, gentleman. It's just, for me, that's where I'm at. So, Frank, your turn.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much what he said. I'm still getting the honey.
Yeah, it's kind of a signature thing out of the two beers we've done.
It's got a nice, I want to say faint bitterness, but it kind of carries from the middle through the back. Not overwhelming. Again, it's kind of like the bitterness in the pale ale we had, where it's just enough.
Mm.
Yeah, it's nice.
So if, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Are you sure? All right. If we had to critique this homebrew level, to be honest with you, I wouldn't change a damn thing about it. I wouldn't, and I would seriously give it something. If you're going to name it and make this a standard in your brewery, so if it ever is, it should just be a leisure beer. Like, you know, while you're waiting on to find out what you're going to drink, have this and figure the fuck out. Like, I don't know if you guys are using vulgarity in your shop, but I know we are. Figure that shit out. We'll be right back. But yeah, this would be my new Budweiser. So if I had to pick something to just leisurely drink, Budweiser would be my guilty pleasure for drinking. It would be my, if I'm going to just have a beer, I'm classic with it. That's what I grew up with. I would switch it to this, to be very honest with you. No, well, I don't want you. This to be my glass when I walk in. I want the coffee one. But Frank, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, I wouldn't change anything either. It's really easy drinking. I have a feeling that's what you were going for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this should be on the on the tap list all the time. So hopefully it's not a season. But I would keep something like this on.
Before you say anything, one more. Hold on, one more.
Yeah.
Sean, what did you think of this?
I think you should put weed in it.
Thank you, Sean. All right, gentlemen, you may go ahead.
All right. That's exactly what we were going for. You know, exactly what we talked about earlier. Not everybody likes craft beers. Yeah. You know, it's either you love it or you hate it. So being a brewery, you have to be appealing to all the masses.
Smart move about this is... I didn't mean to cut in, but I'm kind of glad that you said that. This is way better than 805.
Yep.
I had a problem with 805, and I still do. It's not marketed for us. It's marketed for people who need to get into it. I understood their marketing ploy, because we've all tried Firestone, yes? Uh-huh. Well, I mean, their higher-end stuff. And I love their higher-end stuff. I really... Sticky Monkey is my favorite. But then they come out with the 805, and we dated. There's no explanation why. But then everyone who doesn't drink craft beer was like, 805's the shit. This is the new 805, like you said. Uh-huh. So I just wanted to kind of chime in, saying that the level of this beer is at a pro level. Just drink a beer, bitch. Just drink a beer, bitch.
I know.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's, you know, it's summertime, so you gotta, you have to have something that's not gonna, I mean.
It's when you take to the lake.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we want to have one of those on the menu, and I think that we found that one right there. So I'm looking forward to end of summer, so where we can start getting into the real good stuff here.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
So whenever we definitely get into our stouts and some of our other ales and seasonals and stuff like that we have planned, we need to hear what you have to say.
Fair enough. We'll be here for you with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Can I get... you just pick. You see what the theme we're doing with transitions? It's your pick, Sean. Wait, no. Ryan, what you want?
Oh, ever since we've been talking about the Jacksons, I guess we got to do a little beat it.
Beat it. Nice. It's like a nice...
When you do that, chop and screw it, but put like ass whooping sounds with it. Like,
whoosh, whoosh. Yeah, now we're talking.
Beat it. Beat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, will do.
Fantastic. All right, we're done.
Cool.
All right,
I had a good time.
Me too.
Appreciate it, guys.
So, we're going to play a game, gentlemen. And no, you don't have to lose your winky in this game.
God.
So, Sean, I want you to ask these two young gentlemen a specific question based upon something you would like to know about them in this beer game. Something that maybe they can tell you about. Any question you want, give it to them.
You guys always brew together?
Yep.
That wasn't a question, that was just a pre-question. Okay, so first beer you guys did.
Oh, shit.
That was like a success, and that was, I don't know if you guys had like...
The first one we did a success? Maybe the Hefe?
The Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't bring the next question? No, just played that. We didn't get a chance to taste that. So what made it so successful?
It actually tasted like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah. Okay,
very good. Fair
That's
enough.
All that it takes.
Sean, you get one more for them.
All right, and all right. Out of the ones that you brought tonight, the most difficult to make. I don't know why I worded that like a fucking caveman.
Because you took the bus.
The one.
The bus culture.
The most difficult one that that took the most, I guess, skill. If you want to say anything, was the Kona, the Kona pills.
Really?
The one that I will be drinking the time.
You really do realize how hard, and you have to appreciate. And I appreciate all the local brewers out here that are lagering in the desert, because it's a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you know, if you can really lager well in the desert, you know, it's good stuff. So
we do have a chamber.
You do.
Yes, you do.
I can control the temperature.
Yes, you do. Yes,
just
you
throwing that out there, gentlemen.
Appreciate that.
It's interesting because people shit on lager so much,
but
I think lagering, as brewing wise, I think lagering probably takes more skill than anything
it
else.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely.
But everybody
difficult.
Shits on lager.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. It's
most of them are shitty.
Yeah, we all grew up on, you know, those.
Yeah.
But
he suddenly pointed at it like it's a herpy. Those.
Those.
Gross.
We're not going to name those beers, but right. But, you know, I mean, you have a bottle right there of one. It's yep. You know, wasn't bad. You know.
No, it was what we have. So it's either be thirsty or drink up.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But no, I mean, lagering. I appreciate it, and I do like some lagers. Some of my favorite lagers are the Marzens and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
They do. And that's where I wanted to brew some of those myself.
No, those are beautiful beers. Frank, your turn. You can hit them with two questions.
All right. Let's see. What is your favorite style to brew?
We can actually take this into an extra segment section.
You know,
for each of you guys and together.
I like brewing stouts.
Okay.
I like brewing, especially this one that we've done, and mm-hmm. we do it very well. It's a mint chocolate milk stout.
I've had it.
Oh, yeah, you've had it.
Yes, I have.
We're going to talk after the most. Sure.
But I do enjoy stouts, not making them too stouty, just making them just nice right. and smooth. And,
yeah. and Ryan?
That's fun.
Well, I really like the Kona Pils.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, because lagering is difficult out here, you know. And Curtis came up with the bag, the wrap. You know, we can control our temperature and the science behind that.
Nice. And together.
Pale ales.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. I went to three different styles. I like that. Fair enough. Okay, my turn.
Sure.
I guess I better play devil's advocate. Gentlemen, has there ever been a time you guys bumped heads or and disagreed to where it was like, ugh?
I don't think so. No.
Nope.
No.
Not yet.
Me and Frank bumped heads last time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we bumped heads. So I just wanted to know. No, he got me out of it. I was pissed. But then he asked the question, and it bothered me so much. I was like, argh. So have you guys ever done anything like that? You guys ever, like, kind of, like, just felt... I mean, it's a part of growing together and things like that. Yeah. It happens, especially under strict conditions. You have an expectation of something, and then it doesn't work, or there's a miscommunication. Have you guys have never kind of was
really
like...
had any miscommunications or nothing like that? As far as our brewing sessions go,
okay.
Now, to take from a book of a friend of ours who has his own brewery up in Yorkville, Illinois. Shout out to Three Angels Brewing Company.
Hey,
up there.
Love to record their shit sometime. Thanks.
You know, well, good luck getting the brew because Mr. Leslie up there at Three Angels, you know, he goes by the motto of you know, he brews what he wants, when he wants, and for who he wants.
I like it.
And we've really taken to that motto, mm-hmm. that he has. And so with that, it's if you're just doing that, then you can't get upset.
Yeah.
You
know, nice. Get upset that, about, I like
it. It really eases the pressure on
me. I think so. We bumped heads because it was over a misunderstanding of so Frank misunderstood what I was talking about with the milling station, the hydro thing, and we bumped heads at it. But once I explained it, and then I cooled down, because at this point, it was when shit was fucking up. Literally, like, when shit was fucking up. I was already, because I was so mad at the machine. And Frank was like, don't be mad at that. Be mad at the piece of equipment we're already on, because I was ready to go throw it away and, like, screw this. And I was pissed. So, you know, and it's good, though, because we work it out. That's how you have to grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other question I have for you guys is, what are your guys' expectations for the next beer?
I don't know. We haven't really figured out what the next one is.
Well, not even style. Like, your expectations are going to be high ABV, low ABV. Give me something so I can, like, honestly, say I want to drink it all the time.
Honestly, what we're working on is fine-tuning what we already have in the recipe book and just making it more consistent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really trying to work on consistency. So right now in the fermenters we have more Kona Pils fermenting, you're welcome, and we also have some more pale ale. Again, we messed that one up, so it's going to be more bitter.
Right,
it's definitely more higher ABV.
So
by about a full percent on that, and that was on accident. So this one's going to be kind of a mess up then too. So we'll have to go through and try it again. But
okay, so
just consistency.
You don't mind if I be a dick on the show, do you?
No, go for it.
In my room, I have tons of empty beer bottles. I have a 50-gallon fermentation tank and a way to cool and control. I need to convince you so I can make my own 50-gallon batch of Kona beer you make. I'll give you half. We could all work together, and you could take half home, and I keep the other half for me and no one else. No, it's really fucking good. I set my eyes on something I wanted. So.
Appreciate it.
It's really good, guys. All right, is there anything else that you guys would like to say before we get out of here?
No, I just appreciate you guys having us on. And
this is my first time. Broke my podcast cherry.
Oh, nice.
Nice. You wait till we actually rape you. Your hashtag me too is going to be blowing up.
So will your asshole.
Curtis is very uncomfortable with that.
That's freaking hilarious. That's freaking hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. You know what, Sean? If people want to get a hold of you, where can they find
you? On the bus. Just find me.
God damn it.
On the deuce.
What's your IG, you dick?
My address?
No, IG. Your Instagreezy.
What's up there?
Shane Cashmere.
Absolutely, guys. You guys can check him out on our Instagram. He's on everything.
Look up Shane Cashmere and Shane Cashman. I'll be there.
Yeah, he's a really cool cat, man. We really do appreciate him. He's the reason why, outside of chilloverradio.net, is why the show is really fucked up.
Yeah. All the mistakes, that would be me.
Yeah.
And the show was fine before you had me come on. I just was like, no, this looks way too clean. If I could just dirty it up.
I appreciate that. That's nice work. We're all about that dirty. Frank, if people want to get a hold of you personally as far as Instagram, what can they check you out at?
At GSP163Brews.
And that is Frank's brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a beautiful logo. And then you already know us. If you don't, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you gentlemen for coming through. Absolutely. Hopefully this will not be the last time you'll be with us on the radio. And outside of that, beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, guys. Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.